And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is a freelance writer about town and beyond. He has a monthly column for the Santa Fe Reporter, and he is with us speaking of the arts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a little while, has it?
I think it has.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Wasn't it cool how I beamed myself from the KSFR studio to here in, like, 1 minute?
It's teleportation. It's the next big thing.
I know.
It's going to save Santa fans a lot of gas.
I know. And it's like a fax machine. You just go in and then you come out the other end.
Oh, I wish. I wish.
Speaking of things to do this weekend.
Sorry, it's only the first cup of coffee. And, you know.
I know. We are semi-pre-caffeinated,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. But this is Speaking of the Arts, and so the first thing I'm going to read is not the arts at all, but it's Nate Downey, who is an expert on water and sustainability and gardens, is giving a two-hour presentation today called Water is the New Solar. And then tomorrow there's a full-day workshop called Active Water Harvesting with Cisterns. And that, oh, wait a minute. You know what?
What?
That's not in town. That's somewhere else. Why did he send me this? Never mind.
Never mind.
We're getting off to a great start. Here, well, you talk.
I can talk about a heap load of art exhibitions with brevity.
Excellent.
There's tons going on. I mean, we have Evoke Contemporary has Representing the Nude 3, which is pretty awesome. It's a biennial group show, and there's a reception from 5 to 7 tonight at Evoke, which is there on Guadalupe Street, South Guadalupe Street. We've got the Santa Fe Studio Tour preview exhibit. There's an artist reception tonight at the Preview Gallery, Studio 38, Santa Fe University of Art and Design, over in my hood on St. Michael's Drive.
Which we used to call SFWAD, but now apparently they call it seafood. Seriously.
But that would mean it would be S food.
I know. I'm just
but, okay.
telling you.
All right. Perhaps they just don't like being called SFWAD.
That could be it.
But uttering the name seafood does make one hungry for knowledge and shrimp.
I feel that way.
Yeah. And okay, so we've got the Waxlander Gallery has Seasons of Color, Landscapes by Marshall Noyce. There's a reception from 5 to 8. That's over there on Canyon Road. There are oodles of openings today. Addison Rowe Gallery has Redefining Modernism, which is a group show from, and it's got work from the 40s all the way through the 70s. And there's a closing reception tonight, last chance, folks, from 5 to 8 p.m. over there on Marcy Street. So tons of art openings happening. And if you pick up one of our fine local publications, you can find out when and where.
And you can do this old-fashioned thing of circling them with pencil when you decide which ones you're going to go to.
That's right.
And I got something from Wade Wilson Fine Art. And let's see, tomorrow there is morning coffee reception and tour with American sculptor James Searles at 9:30 in the morning. And then later in the day at 1:30, there are special panel discussions about sculpture with Art News' Milton Estro, Blauen Modern Painters, Wendy Fogel, the Phillips Director, and Chief Curator of Site Santa Fe, Irene Hoffman, CCA's Aaron Elder, and Creative Santa Fe's Cindy Kahn, as well as James Searles and gallery owner Wade Wilson. And that is at the CCA at 1:30. And then the next day, Coffee, Croissants, and Artist Talk with James Searles at Wade Wilson Fine Art, which is at 217 Water Street. So lots of stuff going on at the CCA and Wade Wilson.
Absolutely. I mean, we've also got, this is great, and I might go to this today, artist presentations at the CCA. Review Santa Fe photographers are going to be presenting their work from 11 to 4 today. So all you have to do is stop by and look at them. There you go.
Just stop by and
yeah.
look at them.
Yeah, the photography, of course.
All right.
And the photographers. I'm sure they're beautiful people. Hey, it's Santa Fe Pride this week.
Yay.
This weekend. Of course, lots of things going on for Santa Fe Pride, including, of course, the events that are happening on the plaza. Not it was supposed to be at Fort Marcy, and then now it's actually on the plaza. And I believe the parade gets started around 11 o'clock, and then the party kicks off on the plaza at noon, and that's from noon to 4. And then there's a separate sort of pride event, sort of an outdoor block party happening near the community convention center, and there's going to be music and dancing and food trucks, and that starts at 5 o'clock. So there's a tiny lull in the action, but it's kind of cool to see Pride move back to the plaza.
Indeed.
I mean, I personally liked it at the rail yard. It seemed a little bit more elbow roomy.
Yeah.
This is kind of one of those things that's a tradition. And some people would say, well, the Pride is reclaiming the plaza. I don't think that's it at all. I think it's just the opportunity presented itself, and there was enough support behind it to make it happen.
Is that because of the mayor's new emphasis on bringing people back to the plaza?
I'm sure that has something to do with some of the decisions, but I don't think it was a political decision. I think it was just a cultural decision.
Cool.
So I'm pretty jazzed about it, and I'm pretty sure that even next year is going to be even more interesting for Pride, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
That was a teaser.
That was a total teaser.
I love that we can now say Pride and everybody knows that it means gay pride.
I know.
It's not just skinny people's pride.
Yeah, or pilgrim's pride.
Right.
Which is, I think they make chicken or something.
Speaking of chicken, the two people from the Southwest Grass-Fed Livestock Association are going to be on Sunday from 5 to 7 doing something called the Co-op Series, Cooking the Cuts. Where is it at?
Cooking the Cuts.
Could it be at the Greenhouse Grocery?
The Greenhouse Grocery? What's the Greenhouse Grocery?
I have no idea. That's what they told me. Greenhousegrocery.coop is the website. You can call 466-2665 for more information.
Ah, cool. You know, I was just reading this listing in one of our local publications, and I don't have my glasses with me, and I actually read Feral Dances, but it's Federal Dances, just to let everybody know.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the Freudian slip of the day.
I'm telling you, it's the lack of caffeine. I need some of that black lightning in me. Quick.
Oh, that's what it must be.
So these are like modern dance performances directed by Michaela Gardner at 6:30 tonight in the Federal Plaza Park, which is downtown at Washington Avenue and South Federal Place. There's encores on Saturday and Sunday, and there's no charge for this. It would be kind of hard to charge admission in a park.
Would indeed, and it probably wouldn't be legal.
Right. And speaking of performance, the Bust Circus Workshop performance is also tonight at the Wise Fool Studios over there on Agua Fria Street. If you go to wisefoolnewmexico.org, I'm sure you can find out more. Tickets are reasonable. And there's also a show on Saturday. So there's that.
Now, did you mention the Santa Fe Studio Tour?
I mentioned that there was an opening reception for it, but I didn't get to the actual tour itself.
The actual tour itself is Saturday and Sunday this weekend from 10 to 5. The website is santafestudiotour.com, and it's a beautiful website, and I think like 58 artist studios are open, and 37 studios, 58 artists, 3 days, parties, fun, and art. And definitely something to do on these beautiful days that we're having. Just walk around, drive around, and see what there is. And it's everything from jewelry to fine arts to sculpture to textiles. It's everything you could imagine.
And then some. This is pretty cool. The New Mexico History Museum, the Palace of the Governors, is opening a painting, The Divine Images of Mary in the New World. I believe there's around 30, maybe a few more paintings. Some of them have actually had some work done on, some conservator work done on them. And there's a reception on Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. And this is up through March 29, 2015, so there's plenty of time to catch it. But the opening reception is this Sunday afternoon.
Excellent.
So that's going to be pretty cool.
Here's some things at Collected Works Bookstore.
Yeah.
On Friday, that's today at 6 o'clock, Cheryl and Bill Jamison with Florence Jaramillo and her daughter Laura and granddaughter Lauren will be presenting the Rancho de Chimayo Cookbook, Traditional Cooking of New Mexico 50th Anniversary Edition. And as many people who are listening now here know, that 30 miles north of Santa Fe on the high road to Taos is the Rancho de Chimayo restaurant, and they've been serving traditional New Mexican cuisine in that beautiful place for a really long time. And so that's the cookbook from that place.
Yeah, and we love Cheryl and Bill. They're awesome.
Yeah. And also on Saturday, tomorrow morning from 9 to noon, Collected Works is hosting the Jamesons and Jaramillos again, bringing the cookbook to the farmer's market. And then on Sunday at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents Ilan Shamir on Living Your Dream and the life-changing experience of his 40-day solo walk across Iceland. And then at 3 o'clock the same day, Sunday, the legendary Max Evans will be at the store for the new edition of High Low Country, which features The Last Glance Back, Evans' recollection or reflection on the first 90 years of his life. The death of Evans' best friend, Big Boy Hitson, by his brother who filled him with 5.38 slugs, inspired him to write The High Low Country. And it has also been made into a major motion picture, TV series. Max Evans is a legend in his own time. Definitely go check it out at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then on Tuesday, Journey Santa Fe and Collected Works bring a presentation on Cambodia by Sichan Siv and his wife Martha Patillo. There will be a book signing and a trunk show with handmade items from Cambodia. And actually, I will be talking to Sichan Siv on Monday's show here on the Radio Cafe. He has an incredible memoir called Golden Bones, in which he describes his whole family basically not surviving the Khmer Rouge, and the only reason that he survived was because he escaped in this, I mean, trials and tribulations that most of us can't even imagine, and if we do imagine them, we realize how spoiled we are. Basically, and he's a very wonderful guy who ended up being an ambassador to the United Nations, and very dignified and beautiful soul. And anyway, he'll be there on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and then Wednesday, July 2nd, author Rafael de Granade will discuss and sign copies of her new book, Stillwater, Finding Wild Mercy in the Outback, a spellbinding true story of a young woman's adventure in the Australian outback as she joins a small crew on an abandoned cattle station and drags feral cattle in from the wild.
There's the feral.
There's the federal cattle. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob DeWalt.
Yay. Oh, goodness. Hey, this is kind of cool. Well, first of all, I wanted to mention that there's more going on with Santa Fe Pride than just the events on Saturday. There's a Friends of Dorothy, which I love that, is today from at 6 p.m. at the Inn & Spot Loretto. It's poolside party, donations accepted. And then there's a white party at Tante Luce, 221, on the deck with DJ Swanee. And then there's also a tea dance. But go to the SantaFeHRA.org website, and you can find a full list of events for Pride. This is really cool. Mr. Z's 1920 New Mexico Speakeasy. Did we talk about this yet? Because tacos and tequila are like two of my favorite things. And basically this event sort of commemorates the 50th anniversary of the Kiwanis Club getting the rights to Zozobra. And it's happening at the old Borders book space.
In Sambusco?
Yeah, in Sambusco. It starts at 6 on Saturday. And costumes are encouraged, you know, dress up in Fiesta costume or dresses as Oprah, I guess.
Or a baseball uniform? Or
yeah. This is a 21 and over event.
Okay.
But it's going to be a lot of fun. That's on Saturday.
That wasn't entirely random. Rob DeWalt is wearing a kind of a cute little baseball shirt today.
Yeah. I'm wearing my Isotopes jersey. Go Topes. Go Fuego, too.
Guess what time it is.
I think they have an all-star game on Monday.
cool.
Yeah.
Have you been watching
too.
The soccer?
The football, you mean?
The football.
You know, I'm such a bad soccer fan. Like, I've only been watching the games that the U.S. has played.
That's bad.
I know. I mean, I said I wasn't.
I've only
watch
watched it. One, and that was random because somebody else was watching it.
No, I actually made a special trip over to my mother's house yesterday to watch the U.S. Germany game, and nobody got bit, so that's awesome.
Nobody got bit.
Yeah.
There were no hellhounds. All right. So guess what time it is?
What time is it? Is it Cat of the Week time?
It's time for the Cat
awesome.
Of the Week.
Awesome.
This week's featured cat is called Mason. He is a very sweet and playful but still very shy kitty in need of a home where he can socialize and get individual attention. He would be happiest in a home with another kitten, but without dogs or small children. He is a handsome Turkish Angora mix with a long black coat and white tufts in his ears. He's not quite, let's see, he was born, yeah, he's not quite a year old. So he was born in November 2013. If you're interested in adopting Mason, I would adopt Mason if I didn't have a Jack Russell Terrier. Please call 316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also go to the website fandfnm.org.
Sweet kitty.
The kitty.
The sweet kitty. Hey, David Morrell, who's one of my favorite authors.
He's awesome.
Murder is a Fine Art is probably my most favorite book.
That's a very good book.
Of that genre. And he is going to be reading from and answering questions about his work and that work in particular. And there's a follow-up on the way, by the way. At the Jean Cocteau Cinema on Monday the 30th at 7 p.m., and if you call 466-5528 or go to JeanCocteauCinema.com, you can find out more information about that. But this is an awesome read. David is an awesome guy.
He's an awesome guy and a very, very good writer.
He's a very good comic book writer, too.
I know.
He writes some really great comics.
Yep.
So, I mean, comic books. So go see that. And, of course, Bandstand continues. Right?
Of course.
We've got also on Monday the Rail Yard Reunion Band at noon. James Carruthers and the Renegade Mountain Band at 6. And then Simon Balky, who I believe is a country singer after that, at 7:15. And then on Tuesday we've got Lipbone Redding from 6 to 7. And then Stephanie Hatfield and the Hot Mess from 7:15 to 8:45. And then it continues on Wednesday with White Buffalo, one of my favorite bands. 6 to 7 p.m. And then Los Wise Guys, which is like oldies, country and rock oldies, from 7:15 to 8:45. And, yeah, Bandstand continues.
Bandstand continues. And this is the last weekend for Currents, which is that big multimedia show, video and installation and all kinds of arts at El Museo Cultural. And it's today from noon to 10 at night, and then tomorrow noon to midnight, and Sunday from noon to 7 in the evening. 7 is the end of that show, but it's definitely worth seeing. And I'm trying to find their website. I think it's Currents New Media. It's not listed on here. You have to Google it, Currents. But anyway, or just go over there to El Museo Cultural. Definitely worth checking out.
Absolutely. It's really something to behold.
It's really good.
I was going to say something and I forgot. Well, of course, I mean, we've got to mention that it's opening night of the opera and it's Carmen.
Oh,
right?
Of course. That's tonight.
That
oh
is tonight. Santa Fe Opera's 2014 season opens tonight at 8:30 p.m. with Bizet's masterpiece.
Carmen.
And let's see. If you go to santafeopera.org, you can find out more about all of the wonderful operas this season. But are you going to go to... Is there one that you're particularly excited to see?
I'm going to go to all of them this year.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta work a deal out where I can find tickets. No. I was thinking about taking the God
I'll
Kids to
you.
Like one of those family nights if they have one of those.
The family nights and youth nights and dress rehearsals, those are great.
Yeah. I think that they would get a kick out. My goddaughter especially would get a really big kick out of that.
Yeah, and the standing room tickets are very inexpensive, and sometimes if you go standing room, there end up being seats, or somebody gives you a ticket, or whatever.
Yeah,
there's ways to go there without spending a lot of money. And there's ways to go there and get a fabulous seat and spend a lot of money and
tailgate your heart out and bring an umbrella and sunscreen because you're going to need it.
And I sometimes bring a fleece in case it gets cool at night.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, I got to tell you, I went to the Santa Fe Botanical Garden yesterday, and what an amazing experience. It was really, really hot, and I forgot to bring a hat. But my mother and I went up there, and it is just in bloom right now. It is so gorgeous. The Julia Child roses are especially fragrant. And there's some awesome sculpture to look at, and it's a good walk around.
Where is it?
It is on Museum Hill. So it's I mean, it's right there. You know, it's on Museum Hill. It's near the International Folk Art Museum, sort of right across from all of those buildings and Museum Hill Cafe. And
right.
And all that. And yesterday was a community day, so it was free, but I think they have like one a month, but spend a tiny bit amount of money and go and check it out and learn a little bit. I learned that there's actually a plant whose Latin name is heavy metal, so I'm like totally sold on that place.
All right.
We
need more information on that, which you will bring us next time.
It's heavy metal, man. It's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like they had in Roman times.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, at the Santa Fe Main Library Gallery, there is an exhibition of oil paintings, graphite drawings, and oil pastels opening on July 2nd and running through the month of July by Sarah Vaca. And it's open during library hours. For more information, you can go to Vaca, which is spelled V-A-C-H-A, vacastudio.weebly.com.
Sweet. Hey, oh, this is cool. There's a model train show. Santa Fe Model Railroad Club presents scale model layouts from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds. They generally do this like every year. Looks pretty cool.
That is cool.
Hey, I went and saw We Are the Best last week.
Yeah? Can you say more about that?
I can. It's this wonderful Swedish film about three girls, one who's sort of a shy, sort of, you know, homely-looking girl. One is her family is very, very Christian, and the other one is just nuts, wild. And they form this punk band, and it's a really sweet story that sort of ends in a very interesting way. And if you like punk, there's some great Swedish punk in it too. So if you like punk music, or if you just like cool stories about sort of a coming of age, you know, learning to girl, you know, girl power kind of stuff, this is the movie for you.
And where is it at?
It is at the Screen.
Excellent.
And it sounds awesome in that Dolby sound. It just sounds awesome. So.
And at the CCA, the big news is that on Wednesday begins the film Snowpiercer, which they call the best sci-fi film of the year. They're premiering the comedy Lucky Them, featuring Toni Collette and Thomas Hayden Church. And continuing with the film Ida, which is supposed to be fantastic, and Particle Fever, which is a documentary about particle physics, which is actually watchable and kind of interesting, very interesting. and St. John's College Film Institute Auteur Series, series continues with the masterpieces Rules of the Game, the only film on every Sight and Sounds list of greatest movies ever since 1952, and the composer Hwang Ruo presents Bodyguards and Assassins as part of the Santa Fe Opera's China Rising series, and then the Santa Fe Jewish Film Festival premieres the extraordinary The Green Prince, winner of the Audience Award at Sundance. And the director will be there by Skype. Amazing.
Neat.
Lots of things.
If you want to get out of the heat, there's plenty of great movies to go see.
That is so true.
At all of our wonderful local cinemas. Let's see. I know that, Saturday, Sin City is playing at the Jean Cocteau. So that should be pretty cool. What else is happening? Well, I hear music in the background.
But I know.
Anyway.
There's an event called Style Your Soul, S-O-L-E, the NDI New Mexico Dancers, tomorrow from 10 to 5. Dancers are performing at 2 and 5:30 at Golaire Shoes
on
Palace Avenue.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep, lots of good things. And it's the last weekend for Follies by Santa Fe rep Stephen Sondheim's Follies at Warehouse 21 and Santa Fe Pride. And don't forget, it's the KSFR Silent Fun Drive. And we are getting toward our goal, so we don't actually have to have an on-air fun drive this summer. So go to ksfr.org and make a little pledge, and or you can call 428-1527.
Cool.
All right.
What are you going to do this weekend?
I thought I might sleep. What about you?
I'm going to do Currents, I think. I'm going to go...
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to go get some donuts, I think. There were other things that I was going to do. Oh, there was a Pride-related thing that I can't talk about that I was going to do. But I'm also going to go to the actual Pride on Saturday and take my camera equipment and just go shoot it for posterity and maybe some money.
All those things. Rob DeWalt is a freelance writer about town and beyond. He has a food column in the Santa Fe Reporter. And he is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Always a pleasure, darling.
Always a pleasure. And everybody have a wonderful weekend and be happy and be good to each other and to your puppies and go out and adopt a cat.
And a dog.
And a dog. Ciao.